Around 4 million unauthorized immigrants are stuck in legal limbo after a federal judge in Texas suspended President Obama's move to temporarily protect them from deportation. That was 2 weeks ago, and many are worried the government will now force them to leave the U.S. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has more.
It's been a decade since Wilfredi Sayala left El Salvador and entered the U.S. illegally.
You've lived here in New York for 10 years.
Yes, 10 years in New York.
You have a son?
Yes.
He was born here in the United States?
Yes.
Which makes his son an American citizen, even though Wilfredi's is not.
My name is Justin.
How old are you, Justin?
5.
5 years old.
Justin and Wilfredi's would have been helped by President Obama's Deferred Action Program for parents staying in the U.S. illegally. Wilfredi's has been dodging deportation orders for the past 10 years, living in Long Island, New York.
What do you do for work?
Construction.
You work in construction?
Yes.
Ayala says he's never had trouble with the police until he was arrested last year for trespassing on private property while taking a shortcut through his neighborhood. That put him in the sights of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, which was ready to finally deport him before his lawyer got him released from the detention center. I cried tears of joy to be with my son again, to be able to hug him and kiss him and play with him, Ayala says in Spanish. The whole time I was locked up, I longed to be with him. But exactly how long can Ayala stay with his son in the U.S.? That will be decided by ICE in New York City. Where are we standing right now? What is this place?
We're in front of 26 Federal Plaza. It's a federal building that includes Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Brian Johnson is Ayala's lawyer. He argued that his client was eligible for President Obama's Deferred Action Program, and that temporarily protected Ayala from deportation until the Texas court ruling put the program on hold. Now Johnson says he's not sure what will happen during their next appointment here with immigration officials.
When we come next time, you know, I'm going to tell ICE that we're waiting for deferred action, and then from there we'll see what happens. But, I mean, he's not safe because there is no deferred action to apply for.
In a statement, an ICE spokesperson says the agency is still focusing on deporting criminals and those who recently crossed the border illegally first, as President Obama explained during a recent town hall meeting televised by MSNBC and Telemundo.
If you've been here for a long time, and if you qualified generally, then during this period, even with legal uncertainty, they should be in a good place.
But Elon University's Marty Rosenbluth, who teaches immigration law, says that some local immigration offices have been applying the policy inconsistently and detaining parents who would have been left alone before the Texas court ruling.
It's created a huge amount of fear, and people who were preparing to apply now don't know what to do.
Rosenbluth adds this could have a long-term impact on President Obama's immigration programs.
Convincing people that it's safe is going to be a lot tougher, even if this temporary injunction is overturned.
It could be months before the legal battle over the president's deferred action programs is finished in the courts. A judge is still reviewing the Obama administration's request for the programs to go ahead while the lawsuit continues. But Wilfredi Sayala is facing a much shorter timeline. He's due back in front of immigration officials next Wednesday.
La verdad, yo no sé qué va a pasar ese día.
The truth is, he says, I don't know what's going to happen that day. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.